Jean-Noël Capferer, Professor of Marketing Strategy at the HEC Graduate School of Management in France, developed the brand identity prism and published it in his book, Strategic Brand Management. I've put a link to a free PDF of it in your further reading on the Materials tab. The brand identity prism offers six key elements that you should consider when building your brand. And crucially, this includes your customers' own experiences and ideas about how your brand will make them feel if they buy into it. As we go through each of these sections, I want you to bear in mind the task that will await you in your worksheet. And that's to address each section as it pertains to your organization's brand. And then to go back through with your employee network hat on and consider how your strategy either reflects or challenges that brand identity. First of all, we have physique. These are the impressions that are evoked by your organization's output. For example, a high-end tech product might make you think of modern design, sharp images, high status. A service-based organization might offer images of exciting experiences or reliability and efficiency. Look at the products or services within your organization. What do they look like? What images and emotions do they conjure? And are they what you want for the brand? Next is relationship, which can be between the customer and the organization. For example, a customer needs to have a trusting relationship with their bank. Or it can be a relationship inspired by the product, like a wedding events company that wants to evoke love and commitment among its users. So note down what kind of relationship is built between your customers and your organization. How much of that is natural, and what are you actively working on through communications and brand efforts? Reflection is about how customers want to see themselves when they engage with your brand. It usually encompasses something aspirational, like, if I have an expensive watch, it means I'm successful. Or if I join this gym, I'm going to be seen as fit and healthy. Of course, that's not necessarily who your users are. But this can be used to advantage in brand development by showing customers how you can help them achieve their aims. How does your organization do this now? Self-image is the reality of who they are, which can also inform their choice of brand alignment. For example, someone who is environmentally conscious may feel more affinity to plant-based foods and household products. Identifying the way people actually behave and what they really value is great for audience segmentation when you plan marketing or for innovating your product and service to meet those needs. How does your organization do this? Culture is a broad spectrum, but encompasses much of the work you'll have done on values. It's a mix of how the organization treats people, their pattern of behavior across product and marketing, and demonstrating how they act on their values. It might all add up to your organization's USP. For example, a sports brand that is committed to health, activity, and empowerment. Think now about your organization's values and whether these are fairly played out in your culture and brand. Finally, personality is how you would envision your organization if it were a person. Maybe what they look like, how they speak, how they dress, who are their friends, what's their favorite book. You can go on and on building a persona like this, and this is a useful shortcut to asking yourself whether a proposed action is consistent with how you view your organization as a person. So a reminder to now go through this prism again and note down how your network reflects and challenges what you've just described about your organization.